and solutions that keep us running. So we've got uptime, we've got efficiency, we've got productivity. When it comes to keeping your facility running, Grainger's got your back. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Doctors had to chase him. Benny Hill, A Star is Born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's four.
Stand by for news.
First news, I'm Steve Rappaport, honoring his life and legacy where it all began.
For each of the 51 years since Dr. King's assassination, this commemoration has been held at Atlanta's Ebenezer Baptist Church. Speeches and presentations hit on many issues of today: racism, immigration, and politics. In fact, the ongoing government shutdown almost canceled this event.
Fox's Gernal Scott, Delta Airlines gave a grant to keep the MLK National Historic Park open through February 3rd. Bone-chilling temperatures on the back end of a nasty storm.
After a blast of snow this weekend from the Midwest to New England, it's now a battle for warmth for some here in Chicago, where it feels like 11 below.
But I'm kind of used to it. Like, I like the winter. Happens every year. Get used to it.
Wind chill advisories and warnings stretch across the Northeast, where it could also feel like 40 below tonight.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. This is Fox News.
Are you planning a wedding?
Yes.
Well then, you know how emotionally and financially draining this can be. Why do this to yourself? Just call Elmore County Wedding Planners.
That's right, all you newlyweds-to-be. We can take care of all your nuptial needs right here at Elmore County Wedding Planners. Now I'm talking to you ladies right now, you brides. Y'all about ready to snap?
Ooh, I want to slap you right now.
That's what I thought. Well, we got people. We got people here. We got people all shapes and sizes. They'll take care of all your wedding needs. How about running down the names of our staff here, would you?
Pablo, Diego, Jose, Francisco, De Paula, Juan, Maria, De Los Remedios, Cipriano, De La Santissima, Trinidad, Ruiz, y Picasso.
Hold them out. And maybe you put on a pound or two since y'all set the date. Well, we got that taken care of here at Elmore County Wedding Planner. That's right. We got folks to help you get dressed.
All right. Suck it in. Suck it in. One more deep breath and hold it. There we go. Good to go. Good to go. Now, I'm going to go do the bride. Be right back.
Quack, quack. At Elmore County Wedding Planners, we can do a simple, you do, that'll be $2. See you later. All the way up to something big like, you know, when Charles.
Not a good-looking person.
And Camilla.
Not a good-looking woman.
Got hit. And at Elmore County Wedding Planners, we know the meaning of respect.
R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
We just can't spell it. So get in touch with Elmore County Wedding Planners today. We ain't got no phone, but you can write to us at our main office. Elmore County Wedding Planners, Box 1219, Wobbly Box, Alabama. Remember, before you say I do, let that letter get through to Elmore County Wedding Planners.
Got the bride done.
Did you watch the big games yesterday?
Oh, look. Tom Brady and the Patriots are playing in the Super Bowl again. Three words. Let's go Rams. This message brought to you by just about everyone in the U.S. except Boston.
Rams are a fake team. First of all, they fled St. Louis like many of that city's citizens because it's become such a crime haven. And they left L.A. as the Rams to go to St. Louis to be the Rams there because St. Louis said, we'll build you a dome stadium. And I guess they had like a 20-year lease. And then they said, well, okay.
That's it. I'm out of here.
And they're gone.
Nope.
Back to L.A., the L.A. Rams again. It's fake. So I hate them, and I want Tom Brady. That's right. I want America's favorite quarterback, the greatest quarterback in NFL history, and the charming Bill Belichick to win this Super Bowl. So what do you think about them, Apples, huh?
Well, what's funny about Tom Brady?
That's right-wing football coverage, pal.
Apparently, a lot of pundits have had to, even, you know, you talk it up, it's Brady, so you tear him down some.
Sure, because that's all they know how to do.
Yeah, but you get the chance to meet the guy. He's like a great guy, apparently. Like, he's, once you know him, it's hard not to love him. Just all around
great guy.
Donald
Trump.
Yeah.
Trump's the same thing.
Yeah.
As I say, tell that little smart-ass manager of the Boston Red Sox, come and talk to me at the White House if you got an issue. The door's open. Bring the team. We'll chat. If there's something I can address, I'll be happy to do it. But stop with the pot shots in the paper because the Boston Globe wants you to say that. And that's exactly what that was. That's all I got. I'm done. I'm
okay.
Leaving early.
It was a good show.
I'm going to go with the Lacombe family, and we're going to go have pizza.
Are they adopting you or something?
We have a wonderful family who is just kind of sitting here in our studio audience, because we have a capacity of three.
Yes.
And all the seats are full today. And Ezra, who has a brilliant future, because Ezra's a devoted listener. He's already, like me, when I was a kid. Remember I played that Mutual News sounder?
Yeah, you did.
All right.
Is that what you were listening to?
News radio was never a full-time thing until very late in the 60s, and we had a station in Chicago, WNWS, and they did news all day long, and I've got that. Where's the thing? Here it is. I even labeled it WNWS, even though that was a local station. And they played that every hour, on top of the hour. Hello, I'm Butch Fagan, and here's... And I would listen to this. It was fascinating. And then I had a radio analytical mind, and I realized it's the same news. Every half hour, very little changes. And when I applied that same skill set to music radio, I realized they're playing the same stuff. I could predict the exact time that certain songs would play based on the WLS Top 40. I don't know why that's important. I just thought I'd... Oh, I didn't tell you the plumbing story.
Oh, I'd like to hear it. It's the next hour.
You all heard about it. As I've said many times, I have a nice garden tub in the master bathroom at our house, and
the type with jets in it. So
it's got jets, but I haven't used those in a long time because I've been afraid.
Hmm.
You know, those things make a lot of Yeah. Once we had the first leak and Clark's fixed that, I said, "Why twist the dragon's tail?" But the carpeting that butts up to the bathroom started getting wet, so David Fagan came out. And the guy's a genius with this type of thing. In addition to cleaning pools and stuff, he's got experience in spas. So he tested. He came out twice and fixed it. And last week determined, okay, the drain's all right. He does it with colors. I'm not quite sure of the science behind it. But okay, so I had this brilliant idea go off in my head yesterday. How about if the drain is okay, then why can't I use the tub if I buy a pump to pump the bathwater out into the backyard? Because I've heard bathwater is great for grass.
Sure.
So I went all by my big self to Home Depot, and I found a little electric pump that was sold to me by a longtime listener named Hubba. Hubba goes back a long, long way. So believe it or not, I went back to the house with this device. I filled the tub. I observed the water levels. Nothing was leaving the tub from any unnatural source. So I got out and I assembled this pump with the hoses, 50 feet of garden hose to run all the way around the corner of the house. An engineering miracle. Turned it on. and it lies flat on the surface, so it drains all the water. And it worked. All the water is going out. I'm checking and running in and out in this cold weather. My initial problem was the coil of the garden hose, but the bath water was warm, so the hose got nice and soft and pliable. So I've solved it. At least I figured out a way to use this thing for medicinal purposes until they can get the long-term fix in. So I'm like up here. To me, for somebody with my mechanical skill set, this was like building the pyramids or some or Hoover Dam, whatever you want to call it. Hoover Dam is probably a better metaphor now that I think about it. Well, it's still the damn bathtub because after all of this science and engineering, after when I walked back into the bedroom, there was more water under that carpet than ever before.
Well, you should have used bubble gum to fix the fissures.
I only have access to so much of the plumbing, so I handled it gracefully.
Oh, crap! Ah, damn it!
And a few other words that I can't repeat on the radio. So, then I texted Rick Clark and I said, I think I may have accidentally eliminated one of the potential problems with this. So I talked to him today and he's coming tomorrow. And I had another guy out today and he found mold under the tub. First I thought, well, you're right next to my clothes closet. So it could have been that. And so I'm hearing everything today that they're going to have to tear all the walls out to find out where this was. And then I thought, you know what? It rained really hard Saturday. Maybe this is coming through the roof. It has nothing to do with the tub or the drain or the plumbing. Meanwhile, what started out as my personal SS Minnow has now become the Greg Goodell equivalent to the Titanic. There's an iceberg in there somewhere, and I don't know, but until they take a look and see, I'm sort of at the mercy of the fates here. But when I start hearing words like, well, they're going to have to tear the tile out, the walls out, they're going to have to recap. But then the boss, he said, ask him about the flange. And I said, is that a flange that's spelled with an F or a PH? So, and he said, F. So, I may have helped this team of brilliant people get a little bit closer to where this water is coming in. I don't know. Another chapter in the book. Yeah, I'm going to have to write and sell that book to pay for all the...
I've heard repairing your flange is very expensive.
All right, Mr. Vidal, we're going to take step one in fixing your bathroom. That's what I'm envisioning in the dark corners of my head. Look who's on the phone. It's Legal Eagle.
Oh, my God.
And local heartthrob, Chad.
Sounds like a kinking or disgrunificator to me.
Huh?
A kinking or disgrunificator. That's what you need to do. Fix it. Hey, by the way, do you fix pissing toilets? Because I can't get mine. So I jiggle the handle. It doesn't work, Greg. Is this the fix it show or what?
That's right, Sonny. It's the fix it show. Now, what's your problem?
Yeah, I got this hissing toilet. Every time I get near it, it hisses at me.
Uh-huh.
How are you guys doing today?
We're doing all right.
You know. I know, you're working the holiday. Right?
No,
right?
That's not that.
Mm. Oh, okay. No.
The working on the holiday.
I am enjoying another fake news story about the Catholic kids up at the...
Isn't this outrageous? Why are not Catholics across the country banding together to protect their religious liberties?
Everybody's totally ticked off right now, you know, about this whole thing. You know, when you watch the entire video, I don't know if you've heard what the group they're called. There are two groups. There's the Black Hebrew Israelites, which is a separatist black group who believe they're the actual descendants of Moses, okay? Mm-hmm. But they are extremely separatist. They don't like whites, and they
I did hear about this group today.
Yeah. They definitely don't like homosexuals, and they were calling these kids the N-word, the slur for gay, the F-word.
Right.
And and it's on tape.
And the networks have been busy reporting this atrocity, right?
Yes, of course they have, yeah. And then the Indian guy who is, Phillips, he's a professional protester. He protested out at the pipeline that they were putting through North America. He was there most of the time, and he's a known quantity and an instigator and a professional protester, as is most of these guys are professional. That group, that black separatist group, they're professional protesters. They have a big group in Washington, D.C. Anytime there's a march or rally, they're there.
They're provocateurs. That's all they do.
Yeah, yeah. When I was a young college student, I worked up in D.C. for a semester, and I noticed all the parades had the same people every time, and I realized, oh, my gosh, it's a rent-a-mob, you know? It's Mo Thagard and the Union guys, the now gals, every type of leftist weirdo group you can ever imagine. They show up at writing protests. But needless to say, the sad thing about this, Greg, is there's death threats against these kids. These kids are 14 and 15 years old. There's death threats against them. They've doxed them.
Well, the
press doxed
them. The Attorney General for Kentucky did say, don't. If you're planning on doing anything or any act of violence on this school, forget about it, because you put a foot down before you needed to take an action.
Yeah, I'm kind of ashamed of the archdiocese that Catholic school is in, because they blew out a press release before they knew what was happening.
Look, I'm not out here to trash Catholics. I'm not out here to trash anybody who has a religion at all.
Right.
But what about this Pope? Did you see the story?
The one that
he knowingly advanced.
Knowing that they
had been taking nude selfies.
Yeah, I'm well aware of this one, and it's not good.
And this guy is always meddling in political things. Isn't the Pope's job to teach God?
Well, it's kind of hard. I try to be a devout Roman Catholic, but there's a real credibility problem when you're talking about trying to have openness and transparency when you're letting people come from South America to the Vatican and putting them in positions when you know they've committed these awful atrocities, you know. And I don't know what's going to happen with it. I pray for our church. It's a rough time right now.
Look, I have spent more time in Catholic churches than any other. And I'm not talking about two or three visits. I'm talking years of weekly
attendance. Sure, you're in Chicago, of course, yeah.
Yeah, my first wife was Catholic. And it was the only religion that I ever really embraced. And I have nothing against anybody, okay?
Sure.
My search for God had to come from a different inspiration because
I completely understand. I guess the comment that I would make is that the church is made up of men and women, and men and women are weak, and we've had bad popes in the history of the 2,000 year history of the church, and we've had good ones, and we've been spoiled by the last few. And I'm not going to speak ill against the Holy Father. I just think that there are some things that he's done that I might approach differently. But I pray for him every day, and I pray for good Catholics. Yeah, it's tough on Catholics seeing some of the stuff going on.
Well, it's not going to grow the church population either, and that's
no. You got to face where your problem is. You got to call it out, and you got to root it out. You know, you don't help yourself by trying to hide the issue.
Chad, I hope it works out that you and your lovely wife can come to our house so I can show you my papal certificate.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to see that.
From the now sainted Pope John Paul II.
Oh, that's great. You got one from the, St. John
Paul. I just realized maybe I should move that from the wall it's on now to the wall next to the bathroom.
You might have a third degree relic there, that might be able to help you out.
I could channel some of his grace and glory.
Joey's uncle's a Catholic priest. Get him to come over there and give it a good blessing.
Yeah, well, I understand, but having one even in the family does not prevent one from embracing the decorations of thuggery as Joey has.
That's it. No doubt about that. So, but as Joey will tell you, Catholics have a blessing for everything.
That's true.
All right, guys. Listen, y'all have a good one, okay?
Thanks.
You keep making those comments,
Greg. Oh.
I have a long memory, like an elephant over here.
Well, if I recall, I can remember back to last hour, and I heard something about your muscling up, so you can kick my ass and take the
shot. Yeah, and I also know your weak points.
Everybody knows my weak points. I ain't exactly tried to conceal those.
I was just telling our studio audience off air that, you know, I'd get you down with like a chop block to the back of the knee. Once you're writhing in pain or the knee, get you into a nice Boston crab, really stretch those vertebrae out. Mm-hmm.
You're so considerate. All right, this just in from Ashley Bankston, who says Catholics are good people. Source, me. Yes, nobody's saying that. This is why I care about it. This is why I care about it. Mommy the Swami, the Woodlings. There are people in the, when this whole story was totally, I mean, became a total, not just fake news, but an outright ugly and vulgar lie, that the Knights of Columbus were a terrorist organization. This is what the pundits, the experts, the people who fill the void in news, just like, read that story on my Facebook page about how they faked it during Pearl Harbor with people who had nothing better to do but kill time with stuff they didn't know, like I do here from 3 to 6 every day. William B.
Hey, I was just listening to you, your genius plan to pump the water out of your that was pretty cool. But you said your carpet still got wet even though you didn't drain it,
it's
right?
Worse than ever.
You said you got jets in that tub.
Yeah, but I don't use them.
You didn't? Well, it don't matter if you use it or not. Did you have the water above the level of the jets?
Only the lower level. The little ones.
Well, what I'm thinking, maybe, and I know you got some good people looking at it and everything, but have they checked the plumbing to the jet?
Well, that's what we're going to do tomorrow.
Yeah.
That may be the byproduct of my little experiment yesterday.
Yeah.
And then, guess what? Once this is done, I'm going to auction off that pump.
Yeah, that sounds like a winner. But no, I was just thinking, if the water level, okay, the drain is good, you know, everything's watertight, everything's good there. But if you get above the level of those jets, either the seals, you know, where the plumbing goes into it, or some of the plumbing itself.
So wait a minute. Now, listen, I just got a bulletin on this whole thing, William, from 84, who says, sounds like you may have an issue with the water supply from the handles to the slicky spigot. He's a spigot bigot. They are all the same thing. Call me after the show and I'll explain.
Well, thanks, 84. You reinforced what I was getting at, but no, seriously, could be the plumbing to the jets.
The word of the day is flange, says Emily Hayes. Flange.
Yay, fun.
Yeah, that's exactly how I feel about it. William, thank you. Uh-oh.
All right, man. Thank you.
Uh-oh. I cannot believe I see this name on the call board.
War Eagle.
It's Mommy the Swami.
You're right. War Eagle. Hey, honey, you're going the wrong way. You need an exorcist. You don't need the Catholic Church. We maybe I can dig you up a priest somewhere that specializes in that.
Well, Mom, I haven't been sitting up in the middle of the night vomiting pea soup and my head turning in circles.
We'll see what we can do, because that sounds like, you know, a job for an exorcist.
And nor do I have abrupt moments on the show where I erupt in vulgar. Yes, I do. I'm sorry.
Yes, you do.
So you're cutting my allowance? I said good things about you.
I heard it. That's why I called.
Oh, good.
I'm laying here on my deathbed, and I thought, I better call him and tell him that
you're
going the wrong direction.
You are not going anywhere.
Okay, honey.
You are not allowed.
Okay, I won't.
All right.
But I just thought, rather than, you know, the Catholic Church has taken such a beating lately that we'll...
I'm standing up here, Mom. That's what I'm doing.
Oh, I know you are. And I agree completely, and Chad and everybody else.
I could not believe I'm reading the Knights of Columbus are a terrorist. And I'm thinking of Denny.
Isn't that a joke? Denny was a grand knight, believe it or not.
I know. They do nothing but good for people.
They stand on street corners. They were selling peanuts, believe it or not, in cold weather for McGinnis School to raise money for the retarded children. And Tootsie Rolls, yes.
They have a legacy of service in the community. Huh? That's what I know. Yeah. Well.
Yeah. Okay.
But you have what they don't in the media that make this crap up, and that's called God. And they don't, and they're jealous.
No, they don't.
And they're ugly.
And I tell you, we have a strong foundation that's hard to crack.
Like the nuns.
Okay, baby, I love y'all.
Love you too.
Take care.
Like the Knuckles, my friends who went to catechism every Wednesday, the Chicago public school system would allow the Catholic students, because there were hundreds of thousands of them, to go to the nearest parish Wednesday from 1 o'clock till the end of the school day to study catechism. And why did I bring this up?
Why you brought up studying the catechism?
No. I wonder if they would even allow that today, the way politics are. They're, you got to separate church from state, and that's how you can't leave a public school to go be a part-time Catholic during the week. I mean, I can't see them allowing that today.
I think private study is allowed, and even a private group is allowed.
Mm.
But you can't. It can't be like a school-wide function where everybody has.
No. They would leave the school and go to the parish.
Yeah, I think that's still allowed.
Okay.
I went to, 12 years of Catholic school, though. I don't know.
Good. In middle agreed.
All right, we've got traffic, news, and weather together, and then we're back. It's almost 4:30 on Happy Hour.
Netflix introduces the first spin-off of the Bird Box, Bird Box Refs. Watch blindfolded NFL refs make critical calls at the end of the game.
Pass is incomplete, no flag.
That cost teams a trip to the Super Bowl.
But that should have been a penalty.
Bird Box Refs. Watch it today. Free download for New Orleans fans.
Sean Payton is justifiably upset.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with a couple of things for you to be concerned about this afternoon. On the boulevard at Woodmere Boulevard, there is an accident. It's a minor accident, just tying traffic up a little bit there. You should be able to get through that intersection okay. The rest of the boulevard's busy. You'll slow down at the Wetumpka Highway, the I-85 exits, and also at the Troy Highway. Other than that, things are moving along pretty smooth. The interstates are a speed limit ride, and no problems on the 31s. Anything you can ride, roll, chase, or drag on the lot is worth $2,019 trade-in at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. This is for the month of January only, Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? You have questions? I have answers. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Recovery efforts continue today in Wetumpka following this weekend's tornado. Governor Kay Ivey toured the damage this afternoon. Despite the destruction, there was no loss of life. A police officer has been shot to death in Mobile. Police Chief Lawrence Batiste told reporters that Officer Sean Tudor was gunned down Sunday afternoon. Tudor is the second police officer in Alabama to lose his life in the line of duty this month. Alabama's capital city is launching free Wi-Fi in the central part of downtown. Plans also call for street cameras and a cell phone app designed to help people find parking. Also planned an expanded fiber optic network and 22,000 new LED lights. It's all part of a broader effort to create a smart city living lab in the city's core. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. After a chilly day today, how about a cold night tonight with mostly clear skies and the overnight low temperature near the freeze mark by dawn, right around 32. Tomorrow will be a little warmer with a high in the upper 50s. Probably one of the nicest days of the week, mostly sunny, then becoming cloudy towards evening. Rain moving in tomorrow night and also on Wednesday, maybe a thunderstorm or two. Wednesday's high around 66. Then the precipitation ends by Thursday morning. It turns breezy and cold with a high temperature barely up to about 50 on Thursday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your credit union.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising shows your investment into the success of your business while keeping you competitive. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, Mr. Las Vegas, Wayne Newton.
Oh, heart, I hear you beating.
Up close and personal, as he describes his illustrious career in show business, it's Wayne Newton. Recording TV and movie star Wayne Newton live Thursday, February 7th at Impact. The Las Vegas sensation in Montgomery for one show, Thursday, February 7th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
Dark as shame, darling, dark as shame. Thank you for...
Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster and the Impact Box Office. Don't miss Wayne Newton, live February 7th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Now, what separates United from the competition?
United specializes in your home's airflow and air quality. Whether you have a room that gets too much air or not enough air, we can give you an affordable solution to get rid of those hot and cold spots.
When I put my Christmas stuff back in the attic, I noticed some duct coming loose. Can United fix that?
Of course. We service more than just your equipment. We have a department dedicated to installing ductwork every day and do hundreds of new homes here in the River Region every year.
United can also install whole house air purifiers that have a 99.9% surface bacteria reduction and a 97% airborne mold and bacterial reduction, and treat your home every time your system runs. For the number one AC, heating, plumbing, and electrical service team in the River Region, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive, Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka. We are a local, family-owned and operated business. We live and shop locally. We have a local, friendly staff that cares about you and your vehicle. We do it all, from oil changes to engine replacement, electrical repairs, brakes, alignment, schedule maintenance services, and more. We have over 250,000 tires at our disposal daily, meaning you get the best prices every day. Check out our website, autosavetires.net. Happy New Year from all of us at AutoSave Tire and Automotive in Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Who's turning 50 in 2019?
Jennifer Aniston, DC. Gwen Stefani, Matthew McConaughey, Jennifer Lopez, Sean Combs, Catherine Zeta-Jones, Paul Rudd, Kate Blanchett, Jack Black, Ian Hayes, Tyler Perry, Jason Bateman, Dave Grohl, and more.
So 50 is the new 40, only not really. It's the same old 50. More sagging, more weight, more gray, more something, but who the hell can remember? So have a happy 50th, famous people. This message brought to you by Juvederm and AARP.
Today is also National Sweatpant Day, and also Appreciation Day.
We're appreciating squirrels?
Yes. Look, I got it right here.
What's there to appreciate?
January 21st is Squirrel Appreciation Day.
Now, that's the legendary Gary Owens. You'd never question him with a voice like that, would you?
I want to know what we're appreciating about them.
Well, that they're rodents that don't look like rodents.
That's fair. They're in the rabbit family, then.
More like rabbits, but they're still rodents. Rabbits right. Aren't rodents.
Yeah, but rabbits are cute. Squirrels are, like, kind
of
cute.
Speaking of wabbits,
yeah.
You could have, we were going to rename Interstate 85 the Elmer Fudd Expressway this morning because it was so quiet out there, very, very quiet. I looked outside.
There's something screwy around here.
I could have put up bowling pins behind the building here and bowled a full game. It was unbelievable. So quiet. But we knew that even though you weren't on the roads heading to work, you were at home with the radio blasting, right?
No.
You mean you slept?
No.
Well, what are you saying? You just don't like us?
No.
I can never figure that guy out. We have a family visiting with us in the studio today.
Indeed.
Which is why today's show has been so wholesome. We have the Lacombe family here. And this all goes back to, I went to a place to pick up a pizza. And I bumped into Bill, Dad, and I talked to him, and I heard that Ezra, his son, listened to the show. Well, come by the next time there's a day off. And they are here in the studio with us today. And Ezra, you want to come around here? He wanted to see some of the sound effects that we have. Now, one of them was the uh-huh. Okay, I'm going to teach you how to do that. You see that yellow box right there where the arrow is? All right, you press on the left side of that mouse, and you'll get a uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
See?
Oh, my gosh, it's so cool.
Isn't that cool? And you can use these to, you know, make fun of other people.
You dumbbells!
To greet.
Hello!
To question behavior.
You on drugs?
This is very useful. Or just to display general happiness. And you also like this guy, right?
No.
He says he likes you.
No.
You don't believe us?
No.
Okay. See how easy that is? Yeah, it is. This is a fun gig. And I'm such a great example to future broadcasters. All right, now, Bill had mentioned you started listening to radio through Howard Stern.
When I was a kid, you know, my dad was a truck driver, drove through New York City, and there were times that, I don't know if you can hear me.
Yeah.
And there were times whenever, you know, be the morning hours, and you'd hear Howard Stern, you know, playing, you know, just as, I guess it was late 80s, mid-late 80s, and just his regular radio game.
WNBC.
And WNBC, that's correct. Yes. So it was really cool. It was my first taste of radio, talk radio, and loved it. You know, it was so interesting. So, but I heard that you almost replaced Howard Stern, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct.
It's true. Nice. I wanted to hear this.
It's another chapter in the book, which I can now write because at least I may not have a bathtub that works, but I got a desktop computer that does.
Nice.
Unless the water comes in any further, then I might have to evacuate it. But yeah, it's a lame ass story, but I have to tell it after this break.
Yes.
But I did almost replace Howard Stern. And it's kind of interesting how that all came down, because it all actually goes back to Chicago. But the dog frog, that was Friday. Now we have an appointment for one this Friday, right? It's a follow-up to the dog frog.
An appointment for a dog frog?
There's another story somebody wanted me to
tell. Is it about Wendy?
Not Wendy. No, this is clean. I'll figure it out.
Oh, is it the Pardon Me story?
No, I'm not going to tell that.
Oh, that's one of your best moments.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, anybody whose keister is about to explode in front of 15,000 people has to be proud of a moment like that in their career, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and whenever I've had belly bloat, the first thing I think of is laxatives.
It's the usual suspects.
Right. Not like antacids or anything.
No. Anyway, I'll tell that one when we come back from this bottom of the hour break. And after this word for John Lee Paints on Coliseum Boulevard. I may not be a very good plumber. I'll find out more about that tomorrow. I know how to paint. I do know how to paint a wall. Because I painted my first apartments and houses. I did all that stuff myself. I was a lot younger and a lot more energetic then. I hadn't been hit by too many buses and cars. So now, when I need something done, I'll hire a Scott Bowers or a Riley Manning or somebody of that professional quality. But if you are a do-it-yourselfer and you want the professional result, John Lee Paints is the place to go to get it. Believe it or not, there's always something new to learn when it comes to paint. One thing that is true today is when my dad told me, don't buy cheap paint. Don't tell me you bought paint for $5.99 a gallon and then it ran all over the wall, because that's what $5.99 a gallon paint will do. Get a good paint so you only have to do the job once and you're not running around chasing rivers, little driblets of paint going down the wall, because those things dry quickly and then they're almost impossible to get rid of until you put more paint. You waste. And then it dries, and then you can still see the old paint showing through. Get a paint that will cover. That's Richards. Then, if you have any questions about surface preparation, what kind of rollers and brushes to use, the staff at John Lee Paint can help you with that. They can basically answer any question you come in with when you're purchasing your paint and painting supplies, which people have been doing in this area for 3.5 decades. And it's why John Lee Paints is home to the official color chart for exterior colors in Montgomery's historic districts. Please visit them at 34 Coliseum Boulevard. Their sign out in front will make you think. They changed it, and I can't remember what it says, but I'll take a picture so that I can provide the wisdom to you. It's always good. It has nothing to do with what they do there. It's just stuff that makes you think. It makes education good. Please tell Charles Bob Attorney you heard about him here. It's 4:42. Traffic news. Do we have Fox Business today?
I don't know.
I think we do. But I'll hold on to that, because since the markets were closed, right?
Yes.
I don't know if we'll hear from Brandt or not, but they certainly closed on an upbeat note on Friday. We'll see how likely that is to continue if Brandt does join us. If he's taking a longer weekend, good for him. He's earned it. 4:43.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. It's your outdoor wedding, and you want it to be perfect. So don't forget the restroom facilities. For luxury portable restrooms that pamper, please, and impress, visit formaloutings.com.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with a decent day to be traveling. We don't show any hang-ups other than the accident at Woodmere Boulevard and the Eastern Boulevard. Should be able to get through that intersection without too much trouble. Police mopping that one up. The rest of the boulevard is busy, but no problems. The interstates are running along smooth this afternoon. Highway 31 out of Prattville shows a few delays, but nothing that's going to slow you down. The biggest problem we see this afternoon is still up in Wetumpka as people try to work their way around. The Bibb Graves Bridge is closed, so you can't use that way. You have to go around to get through Wetumpka. If that Christmas puppy is leaving presents for you all over the house, maybe an invisible fence system is what you need. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. A police officer has been shot to death in Mobile. Police Chief Lawrence Batiste told reporters that Officer Sean Tudor was gunned down Sunday afternoon. Tudor is the second police officer in Alabama to lose his life in the line of duty this month. Recovery efforts continue today in Wetumpka following this weekend's tornado. Governor Kay Ivey toured the damage this afternoon. Despite the destruction, there was no loss of life. Alabama's capital city is launching free Wi-Fi in the central part of downtown. Plans also call for street cameras and a cell phone app designed to help people find parking. Also planned, an expanded fiber optic network and 22,000 new LED lights. It's all part of a broader effort to create a smart city living lab in the city's core. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody.
everybody. After a chilly day today, how about a cold night tonight with mostly clear skies and the overnight low temperature near the freeze mark by dawn, right around 32. Tomorrow will be a little warmer with a high in the upper 50s. Probably one of the nicest days of the week, mostly sunny, then becoming cloudy towards evening. Rain moving in tomorrow night and also on Wednesday, maybe a thunderstorm or two. Wednesday's high around 66. Then the precipitation ends by Thursday morning. It turns breezy and cold with a high temperature barely up to about 50 on Thursday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Our new class is starting soon. It's your chance to get into the real estate business. We meet every Thursday night from 6 to 9 p.m., and there are 20 sessions to attend. Through our courses, you'll learn property law, agency law, contract writing, negotiation, pricing property, and appraisal, and complete details on financing a transaction. You may not want to be a real estate agent, but want the information about how to buy a home and how to sell a home? Well, come to our class and find out. We've had many people take the course for information only. Others have liked the course so well, they decided to switch careers from attending the course. I will prepare you to take the real estate exam and help you understand the questions on the exam through examples, practice exams, and a final course test. For more details, call Bo Goodson Real Estate School at 551-0225 or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net. Come join us today. Time is running out.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees.
From our super secret studios at a super cool radio station near you, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now here's your host, the money man with the money plan. It's David Ernest.
Hello, this is David Ernest inviting you to Folcarelli's Pizza every Thursday night starting at 6:30 p.m. And you will be able to sit down with me and Rusty and talk about anything you want to talk about. All you've got to say is the magic words, let's eat. Call me at 279-7431.
And don't forget the Health and Wealth Show weekday evenings at 7 here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, a star is born. On January 21st, 1924, the world welcomed little baby Benny Hill. The birth of the future slapstick comedian went well until he started running around the room and the doctors had to chase him. Benny Hill, a star is born.
It is 4:49. We have Big D on the phone on Happy Hour. Big D.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
You're all right. How are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. I was listening about the war and stuff, and hey, I don't know whether your dad went, or I know pretty sure that Joey's did. My dad, at 17, was in the National Guard, and he went over there to the H&R Point, muster in. They said, what you been doing? He said, motor pool, and they said, well, you go into San Diego and make bombers fly. And that's what they did. I did the same thing. Vietnam, I went over there, and they said, nope, you got bad knees, and you got too much of a want to go kill everybody over there, so we're going to have to cut you off. I said, fine. They said, we'll have to give you a job and stuff like that. I said, I don't need a job. I got a job waiting on me. I'm going to college this fall. But, you know, when you try, you try. And if you try to go in, that's a whole lot better than just trying to go hide, you know? And the other thing I want to ask you.
I'm not sure what your comment is in reference to.
Well, okay. I went over to H&R Point, which you probably don't know. It's over there off of Air Base Boulevard. And that was the place where you went to go in to the Army or Navy or whatever.
Yes, the recruiting station.
Right, and that's what I went over there. And, I got a doggone thing in the mail. You going Vietnam. So I went over there, and they said, well, what do you want to do? And I said, I'm going. My dad's in the Marines. That's what I want to do. So I went through all the physical and the mental, and they said, okay, your knees are not going to do it. And your mental thing is that you want to fight too much. You want to go over there and kill too many people. And I said, well. And that was supposed to do. He says, no, you're going to get your people killed like that. I said, okay. And so I went on home, went to school, went to work, and went to school. But one other thing I want to talk to you about is Kay Ivey said that she went over to Wetumpka and she found no fatalities. Now, does that mean at that church, or was there any fatalities anywhere around there?
No.
Wow, because I got all kind of different stuff.
I mean, you think about it, there could have been weddings and things happening at that time of day. Yeah,
it was
I'm sorry, I'm out of time. Well, we have time just enough. We're getting a little bit off our schedule here. We got to redeem this morning's Baumhauer's winning word. Now, I know it's a holiday, so I hope enough of you remember it to call us at 272-9228. To redeem it for lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill, and you can do that at the location on the boulevard or the location downtown. Again, this morning's word of the day, the number is 272-9228 at 4:53. Here's the latest on the roads on a day off from home.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center, helping hunters be successful for over 35 years. No gimmicks, no magic seed, just sound planting practices that work with the products, supplies, and knowledge you need to get the big bucks. See them at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Not a bad day to be out on the roads today. It's a Monday holiday. Montgomery Skywatch traffic is showing an accident this afternoon in Prattville. It's on Old Farm Road at Old Ridge Road. Be careful in that area and let the authorities do their thing. Otherwise, the interstates are running along great this afternoon. No problem getting in and out of Montgomery on the 31s. The boulevard is busy, but you should get through all the traffic lights with only one light cycle. At Reinhardt Toyota, shopping is so easy. You can browse on their huge lot, stay comfortable in their giant showroom, or go online at ReinhardtToyota.com. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyer.
Who's ready?
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
All right, the game is the Baumhauer's winning word. We gave that word this morning, and now we're going to give away lunch for two to the ninth caller. So you're number one. Try again immediately. You're caller two. I advise you to call right back. Caller 3, try again. Caller 4, try again. We did the word this morning late in the show. So keep calling until we get a winner. You're 5. You're caller 6. Keep trying. Call back. 272-9228. Or I'll turn this radio station right around. That's the only choice I'm going to have.
He means it, too.
Yeah. You're caller 7. This is the one I really, this is painful. You're caller 8. So the next line that lights up, if they have the right word, is the winner. Hi, who's this?
This is Dave.
Dave, welcome to the show. Dave, I need one word from you.
Would it be Mediterranean?
That's the word I need. Way to go.
All right, bomb hours.
Yeah, and try. This is really, really, really an awesome swamage. The Mediterranean turkey wrap. It is so
unbelievable.
Turkey, feta cheese, baby greens, and a balsamic vinaigrette with a little Israel couscous and quinoa salad loaded with Mediterranean veggies. It's very healthy, actually.
Fantastic.
All right, and Flavorful Joey is going to get you set up with that. Thanks to everybody else, we'll have another winning word tomorrow morning.
Here's another lame-ass story from Greg Dudell.
Well, this is the big tease for the lame-ass story. I'll have to tell it after 5. And after 5, Rich Thomas is going to do a movie review on a movie I was supposed to go see with him today, but I was too busy trying to plug the Titanic. So we'll get to it. It's all about... It's the lame-ass story. I think it's chapter 12... Verse 80 on how I almost replaced Howard Stern once. You want to hear that one, don't you?
No.
Okay, well, to each his own. 457, a company that we're so proud to have as a sponsor and have for many, many years. I think they're almost part of the 10-year club that's growing here. Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka, a company that takes on clients who have had the worst luck, the thing we can't even think about or imagine that it could happen to us, and that's loss of limb, loss of mobility, perhaps from a car wreck or a fall, or being one of our wounded heroes coming home from serving the country with an injury that's going to take a good amount of time, if not a lifetime, to deal with. And they begin the process of restoring choices to those who have been so affected. The work they do is amazing. In fact, I don't think miracle is a stretch, given that they have been able, through advancements in technology, to do things like, well, they haven't been able to figure out how I can stop spam phone calls. They're going to put me in jail. Yeah, we got, you could end up with, in the bracelets, crazy stuff. Anyhow, they have done things like restore the driving option to people who were told by a doctor following an injury that they would never be able to drive again. But now, thanks to voice command technologies and other miracles, yes, the driving option has been restored, because the goal with each and every client is to restore choices to whatever extent possible. And that begins on day one when Gulf States Mobility steps in to consult and create. There's no one-size-fits-all approach to these situations. Somebody lives in a two-story house after sustaining a wound or an injury. It doesn't mean they have to leave the house. Gulf States Mobility has the technology to make it all safely accessible. And that's what they do and have been doing for a long time from their workshop at 1647 Coosa River Parkway in Wetumpka. Their number is 514-6590. And please look them up and like them on Facebook.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm Bill. You need a porch light installed?
Oh, yes, Bill. My hairdresser says you're almost an electrician.
That's me.
Do you want someone who's almost an electrician working on your home? Think about that. Because each year, thousands of home fires are caused by faulty wiring. That's why you want a professional, like the electricians at Crosby Electric.
Bill, are you using the right kind of wire?
You know something about electrical wire?
Not really.
Good.
Crosby Electric has been serving the River Region for almost 50 years, and all technicians undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Okay, this might be a live wire.